Good morning, everyone. We're celebrating the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Monsignor Milbauer is our presider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Coming together as God's family, with confidence, let us ask the Father's forgiveness, for he is full of gentleness and compassion. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpasses the merits and desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us to pardon what conscience dreads and to give what prayer does not dare to ask, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and
ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to the tenants and went on a journey. When the vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants more numerous than the first ones, but they were treated in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper time." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to a people that will produce fruit. The Gospel of the Lord.
Most of us are familiar with the old pious platitude, easier said than done. St. Paul encourages the Philippians today to have no anxiety at all. Right, St. Paul, easier said than done. Some synonyms for anxiety are concern, unease, apprehension, and worry. Another one, though, is disquiet. It's hard for us not to be anxious at times. We become anxious about people, about our children, our spouse, our aging parents. We also become anxious about things, about work, mortgages, and car payments. When we become anxious, we disturb the quiet within us. Thus, we become disquiet. St. Paul seems to imply today that in order to enter into prayer, into dialogue with God, we need to set aside our anxiousness. This is not easy for us. The distractions of our daily lives often overrun our quiet moments with God. But this we must guard against. Dialogue with God does not need to be complicated. We tend to overcomplicate things to excuse ourselves from following through. We might agree that this is true in various aspects of our lives, but prayer does not need to be complicated. We can pray anytime, anywhere. We can begin our day in the shower praising the Lord for another day. We can reflect on the day ahead with the Lord while we get dressed. During our commute to work or while running errands, we can invite the Lord into a difficult encounter we keep having. At lunch, we can ask the Lord's blessing on our food and those who gather to share a meal together. Before we fall asleep, we can review the day and give thanks for what went right and ask forgiveness for what went wrong. In the quietness of our encounter with the Lord, we will know the Lord's peace. That peace will guard our hearts and minds in Jesus. So let us not grow anxious about too many things. Instead, try to commit to a rhythm of prayer each day. Then, as St. Paul teaches us today, the God of peace will be with us, and we will bear good fruit. Let us continue our prayer. Grant us, Almighty God, that we may be refreshed and nourished by the sacrament which we have received, so as to be transformed into what we consume, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.